Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. If you're feeling like you're constantly battling that inner gremlin whispering, just 5 more minutes, yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into the swamp of procrastination, but trust me, it's going to be a fun journey with some seriously helpful tools to hack your way out. Ever feel like you're drowning into DOS, but somehow manage to lose our scrolling through cat videos? I'm talking about that classic case of staring blankly at the screen while the deadline looms closer and closer. It's practically an Olympic sport these days, right? The good news is procrastination isn't just some personality quirk. It's a sneaky beast with roots in our emotions, thoughts, and even our beliefs about ourselves. And by understanding its triggers, we can finally break free and reclaim our time. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a broken car without knowing what's wrong under the hood, right? So let's get into the engine room of procrastination and figure out how to make that machine purr again. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways that will help us level up our productivity game and ditch those procrastination demons. 1. Self-awareness is your superpower. This might sound basic, but seriously, folks, knowing yourself is the secret sauce. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors when you find yourself procrastinating. Are you overwhelmed? Scared of failure? Or maybe just craving some gratification? Once you identify the why behind the procrastination, you can start tackling it head on. 2. Break it down, baby. Ever tried eating a whole Thanksgiving turkey in one sitting? Yeah, not exactly a recipe for success. Same goes for those giant projects that seem impossible to tackle. Break them down into smaller, manageable chunks. You'll feel a sense of accomplishment with each mini victory, which keeps you motivated and rolling. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was built one brick at a time. 3. Time boxing. Your productivity BFF. This is where we get strategic. Time boxing involves scheduling specific blocks of time for certain tasks. It's like creating a mini calendar within your day. Even if you only have 15 minutes, use that focus burst to make progress on something important. You'll be surprised how much you can accomplish when you give yourself clear boundaries and a deadline. 4. Eliminate the distractions. Let's face it, our phones are designed to be addictive little monsters stealing our attention. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on airplane mode, or use website blockers if needed. Remember, you're in charge of your focus, not the other way around. Create a workspace that feels calm and dedicated to productivity. 5. Celebrate your wins. Seriously, don't underestimate the power of celebrating your accomplishments, big or small. Acknowledge your efforts, reward yourself maybe with a guilt-free treat, and remind yourself why you're doing this in the first place. Think about the time you were supposed to clean your room, but ended up binge-watching an entire season of your favorite show. We've all been there. Suddenly, it's 3 a.m., you're bleary-eyed, and that pile of laundry is still mocking you from the corner. You probably felt overwhelmed, exhausted, and maybe even a little bit ashamed. It's procrastination hitting you hard. But what if you could catch yourself before the binge-watching marathon started? What if you knew exactly why cleaning your room was suddenly feeling like scaling Mount Everest? Maybe it wasn't just the chore itself, perhaps you were secretly avoiding dealing with an important conversation or a looming deadline that terrified you. That's where self-awareness comes in. It helps us understand those sneaky emotional triggers behind our procrastination habits. So, remember, this isn't about beating yourself up for procrastinating. It's about understanding the why and arming yourself with tools to make a change. You are capable of conquering your procrastination monster. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to implement some of these tips? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Digital Poison. We're on a mission to break free from the clutches of screen addiction and burnout, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep scrolling for good, not just mindlessly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.